One of the things that if we pay attention to the readings during these days of Easter, particularly to the readings of the Gospel, one of the things that become very evident is that we are invited to experience a real encounter with Christ. So not so much to think about Jesus as an idea or as a character from our history, a very important one, of course, one to whom we're grateful, but still someone from the past in whom we think, but rather to experience a personal communion with him, a connection, to know that he's real, that he's alive. So last week we heard that beautiful gospel in which Jesus came to his friends and helped them experience his victory just as they needed. And today the Lord invites us to think about how we can get to know him personally. And for this, we meditate today on Jesus as a good shepherd. And in fact, every fourth Sunday of Easter, the church invites us to think about Jesus as a good shepherd. So how can we actually know Jesus Christ? What does that mean? Jesus offered a wonderful image which describes something that was real back then as it is real today in the life of shepherds who take care of sheep. The sheep actually know the voice of their shepherd. And you've probably seen how shepherds call their sheep by name and they actually come, they move. And if you go or you're not their shepherd and you say exactly the same name, they move, they do not move at all. Because they recognize the voice of the one who feeds them, who takes care of them, the one who's there with them, day and night, defending them. So when we say that the sheep know their shepherd, what we are essentially saying is that they recognize the voice of their shepherd. They know that they are known. To know God is just that. It is first and foremost to recognize that we are known. And what does that mean? How is this relevant? How is this not just another of those good, nice ideas that we hear about in church that have no consequences? Well, to know that we are known actually means everything. Now, let's think about our own human experiences of being known. Let's think about our best friend, or let's think about the person who loves us the most. That which in one sense is so simple, so human, is one of the most wonderful and necessary experiences in life. To have at least one person who knows us for who we are, not because of what we do, not because of what we own. Someone who knows us, period. Someone who knows us, someone who accepts us for who we are, even with our defects and weaknesses. Of course, not someone who will condone our wrongdoings, but someone who will love us, even knowing those things. Someone who, because of that, understands who we are. That wonderful, simple human experience, that being known, loved, accepted, approved, that is something that we need in this life. Jesus Christ knows us like that one friend, but much more than that friend. For even for those who are really close to us, those in front of whom we have to pretend nothing but just be who we are, even for them, there are things that remain unknown. Just as for us, ourselves, there are things about ourselves that we don't fully know or recognize. There are always some of these hidden corners in our heart that are not really visible, even for those who are very, very close to us, even for ourselves. The only one who can see through those corners and know absolutely everything is Christ. He knows every single thought of our heart. Even before we think about that, he knows everything. And to know that there is at least one who knows even that which we don't know, to know that there is one who loves us for who we are, who will always accept us, who will always forgive us, who is merciful and kind To know that there is a friend like that, that does change everything. And this means many things, but let's just mention two things. One, in a practical way, that we can share everything with Christ, that we should share everything with Him. In prayer, we should bring to Him absolutely everything. Now, someone could, and it will be a valid objection, say right now, what's the point of that if He already knows everything? Why would we go and bring all the things of our life, good, bad? Why if that person already knows everything? Well, Jesus knows our needs, and He was very clear in saying, ask, knock, ask and you shall receive. So just as He knows absolutely everything that we need, and He still wants us to go to Him and pray for those things, He wants us to bring to Him everything that is in our hearts. And just as a good friend might already know that we're going through, let's say, a rough time, and still, if he or she is a good friend, will be there happily listening to us, just like that, Jesus is not only available for whenever we feel that we want to share, but He wants us to go to Him in prayer, especially before the Blessed Sacrament, especially if we can come to the chapel and be with Him. A prayer that is just a formality in which we just read things is good, but not enough. We need this conversation, this dialogue, in which, again, we can bring to Him, and we should, everything. Our joys, our sorrows, our concerns, our hard questions, everything. And put it there. He, again, is not only open to that, but He's looking forward to that with His divine and human heart. And the second point is that Jesus Christ, as our good shepherd, is certainly kind and gentle and loving, but He's also our brave shepherd. That was a wonderful way in which we call Him in the colic today. We pray that the humble flock will go to where their brave shepherd has gone before. And this means that we are safe. If we remain close to Him, even when life is hard and especially when things are difficult, we're safe. That does not mean that there will be no difficulties or challenges in life. But that does mean that we will be safe. As He said in the gospel, no one can take them out of my hand. And that as well changes everything. In those moments when we experience insecurity or some kind of mortification, just to remember that our good friend and our good and kind shepherd is also a brave shepherd who will protect us, who will take care of us, who will not allow evil to be stronger than good. That also changes everything. And in the end, as we heard today as well, He wants to help us not only in this life, but He wants us to go to eternal joy. We heard that beautiful, very beautiful promise in the second reading. This is what we heard. The Lamb will shepherd them and lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Every tear. To follow Christ, to be a good member of His humble flock, is really not that complicated. It demands, first and foremost, an act of trust. To trust in Him, and then some humble, imperfect, but honest, sincere effort to try to walk close to Him. And if we do that, we will experience again and again that He is a kind and loving shepherd, and that He's a brave shepherd who will always take care of us and lead us closer to His heart.